Initially, the severe shaking from the earthquake in Nepal lasted less than 2 minutes, but the true impact of the disaster is still going on. It seems it's getting worse. In many ways, scientists say it's worse than they ever could have expected. The devastation continues. This morning, we are blessed to have on the line with us Joe Hanley. He's the president of Asian Access, and that's a ministry working throughout Asia to identify, develop, and release leaders of growing churches. He founded and directed the Office of World Mission at Azusa Pacific University, and he's just recently returned from Nepal. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, June. How are you?
I'm great. So glad to have you with us this morning to give us the update on Nepal. How long has it been since you came back from this trip?
I just got back yesterday, and the time I was there was just devastating. Went about 3 hours outside of Kathmandu to several villages, and it's some of the worst disaster that I've ever seen. I've been in several disaster relief scenarios over the years between Katrina and Japan and a number of other episodes, and this one clearly was the worst. The situation is such that the infrastructure of the society just was not up to par for such a quake. And therefore, buildings collapsed all over the country, killing over 8,000 people now. What I saw was just horrendous. And the immensity is so enormous. The problem is the aid is just not keeping up. The sad part is there are actually villages that are not within striking distance of people receiving aid even. Some of my friends said there are places that literally take 14 days to hike to them, and aid has not gotten to those folks. So it's really a huge need, and as you can tell, Nepal has pretty much fallen off the world's radar. The other problem is that aid is not getting to the marginalized. There are challenges within society to where aid is going to certain privileged groups in some situations. I was just reading that in the news this morning, and that just adds to the burden that I'm reporting on. The other challenge that I saw is virtually everyone I met is dealing with some form of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
Even those folks that weren't in country but are from there and are now, you know, helping deliver the aid, you can just sense the stress on their lives. And so the emotional and the spiritual strains are just enormous. And in that scenario, you know, oftentimes the spiritual leaders are the ones you go to, pastors, leaders of various religious groups. Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
No, I'm saying right, because that's queuing up where I wanted to go here. Joe Hanley, our guest, president of Asian Access, just returning yesterday from Nepal, and we don't want to let this drift off our radar screen. The yes I'm saying is, Joe, doesn't this open the door for a gospel witness even in this affliction?
Yes, it does. It opens the door because pastors are oftentimes the ones you go to when you need a listening ear. When you've lost family members, you've lost your home, you've in some cases lost your job or entire community. You're looking for someone who'll just listen to you, care for you, and that oftentimes becomes the opportunity for a spiritual conversation, particularly when those leaders are the ones that are the ones handing out the aid. In our case, we're trying to come alongside those churches that are in the most impacted communities to bring the kind of relief that positions the church so that they can just be the hands and feet of Jesus. They just want to be there to serve. They're trying to provide supplies and basic needs for families that have been impacted. And then over time, folks will have an open ear towards things that are more spiritual. So as you care for people's emotional needs, as you care for their spiritual needs, there's a sense of, you know, these people are special. Why are they doing this? And that opens those doors for spiritual conversations. I've seen this in many other countries where Christians are at the forefront of providing relief, especially when it comes to those spiritual and emotional care components. They're oftentimes the most equipped in those areas, especially in a place like Nepal, that has very little infrastructure when it comes to those emotional support care systems. So it's a unique opportunity. Over and above that, another big concern is this oncoming monsoon season. Mm-hmm. So the rains are due to hit just in a few weeks, and most of the temporary shelters are in these tents. But the tents, as well as just the way that the earthquake hit these mountains, is a very precarious situation. When those rains hit, I'm not sure these tents will hold up. And so our friends are saying they're trying to get as many tent roofs out to set up a little more steady shelter.
Good.
That folks can live in. And then over and above that, in the more remote, mountain areas, there's a high likelihood that there's going to be massive mudslides and rock slides.
Joe, I'm intrigued with something, PTSD. I'm intrigued by this because we know that the population there is just a fraction Christian. That means that there's a lot of different worldviews there that probably see this earthquake as a consequence of not pleasing God. Am I mistaken, or does that contribute to some of this PTSD?
While I was there, people were asking that very question. You know, would your God allow something so terrible to happen? And they asked that across the board, not just to the Christian community, but to the predominant Hindu community, as well as the Buddhists that are in town. So that's a reality that is hitting. And it certainly is a great opportunity to minister to those people facing those situations.
You mentioned the amount of time and effort and energy it takes just to get to the people in need of help. And now we have a complication of these mudslides.
Yeah.
What is Asian Access doing to keep the care flowing in Nepal?
So we're raising funds to get relief to these folks as much as possible. We've targeted about 30 communities that are outside of Kathmandu, as well as the city itself, trying to get aid to them as soon as possible. In many cases, trying to build shelters that are more sturdy than the tents to hold back the monsoons that will be coming. And then in other cases, trying to come alongside local schools to build partnerships with those schools that have been devastated. In terms of those cities that are, or communities that are 14-mile hikes, we're hoping to leverage the partnerships with churches that are nearest those towns and communities and be able to actually take aid out there as much as we are possible. And in many cases, it will be possible as we partner with groups like Samaritan's Purse, whom we're talking with. Eventually, we'll be taking teams, probably this summer and fall, that can go out and serve. And so if people want to come alongside and help, there will be opportunities to help the Nepali people.
That's really good to know. Teams are going out in the summer and in the fall, so they can contact you all at Asian Access if they're interested in going on those trips. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Just go on our website, send us emails. And there will be opportunities that are upcoming this summer and next fall, or this fall, to serve delivering aid to these most needy communities.
Let's get creative here. I was born in Alaska. It's really remote. We've not been opposed to using Bell Long Rangers and different helicopters. Is the elevation a problem there, or why can't you get flights into these remote people?
Yeah, sometimes it's elevation. Other times it's political situations. I've read this morning that some political situations are keeping the aid to certain communities that are more in line with their either political point of view or religious point of view. Many of the marginalized that are on the kind of edges of society, and those are the Christians, as well as other groups, are not receiving the aid. So those kinds of issues are at play.
Boy.
So, and then over and above that, given your Alaska experience, there are places where it's just impossible to get a helicopter, especially in the Himalaya regions where you've got these massive mountains and these villages up in these little nooks and areas.
What about the health care that's available there, Joe? I understand that you recently recovered from an illness. Did you get sick while in Nepal?
I did. It could have been from, I was on a long trip even before Nepal, so it could have been partially that as well.
Got worn
that
down.
That said, the Nepali healthcare situation right now is very difficult. Many of the hospitals were just hit with the earthquakes, and the second quake that hit just a few weeks ago, they were trying to rush people outside of the hospitals that still remained. And for quite a while, they were in these makeshift tent hospitals.
Yeah.
So you really pray for the people.
Are you looking for your teams that you're trying to recruit for the summer and fall? Are you looking for specialized assistance there?
We probably won't work in that area because our specialty is more with local churches.
Okay.
But we are partnering with groups and recommending groups that can help in that area.
Okay.
So if you go to our website, you can see the groups we're recommending, and then also you can partner with us to work through local churches to provide care in the immediate communities.
Let's do that right now. Let's slam dunk that website. What is that again?
It's AsianAccess.org. I've also got it up on our Facebook wall here. And there's so much information to explore, set up in a way that helps you to know how you can help and how God can lead you to be directly involved. So much good work is being done for the glory of God there.
Joe, your heart for God is as big as a bucket. It radiates on an interview. And I want to thank you for your love for Jesus and your love for people. It's contagious.
Thanks, Carl and June. I'm very grateful for this opportunity and just ask you all to pray for Nepal, consider going, and please keep giving. It's fallen off the radar and the needs are just huge.
I'm just struck by this. I really am. So let's stop together right now. Father, the Nepalese people are in fear. PTSD has overcome villages, towns, people groups in massive ways. Moms and dads probably have a hard time even encouraging their little ones because of the fear that just trembles in their heart. I pray, God, that you would bring an awakening in that country with the good news of Jesus, and that people will be rocked at a soul level and then made at peace at a soul level because of the life in Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.